Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gino in Dorchester is loving this. A little poison. What about Jodeci? We got any Jodeci in the mix today?
Kind of slow, but maybe we could
I love Jodeci. You know who I bet likes Jodeci?
Jodeci?
Stephon Diggs.
Oh.
I bet he puts that to use when he's...
He likes the baby-making music.
Yeah. Working out.
No.
Oh.
He's having a baby with Cardi B.
He's having more than a baby with Cardi B.
And maybe a few others.
We just got flashed to end the segment that we just started. Dan Ball wants us to get the hell out of here. Anyway,
he's
Dan
scoring
Ball,
plenty. Don't worry.
He is. It's time for you to give us a recap of a not-so-great pick six, baby.
A pick six.
He's picked. Touchdown on a pick six.
Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
You know, the one good thing about a not-so-great pick six is that we set the bar nice and low with a combined 4-8 record through the first 2 weeks. But we came back ready to roll in week number three. We started with Andy Hart, who chose Green Bay minus 8.5. We always like host one to set a good example off the top, and here's how that went.
Caught by Njoku, but this ball has to be spiked quickly. Can they get set? 3 seconds, they do. The kick is on the way. The kick is good! And Andre Schmidt from 55!
Just as we all predicted, it was Browns 13, Packers 10. The Browns are allowing the fewest yards per game in the NFL at 204.3. They have the second most sacks in the NFL with 11, and they cost Andy his bet this weekend.
So I got burned by, I think, one of the oldest adages in gambling is that the home dog barks the loudest, and it was a home dog by 8.5 points. Lesson learned, that's too many points to lay on the road.
We're not putting some respect on the name of the Browns defense. That's like 7 yards in the second half when Burrow was healthy. Damn.
No, but I was thinking that the Packers defense might even score some points because the Browns offense isn't that good. So you factored in the Packers. I thought we're really good. The Packers aren't as good as I thought. Let's move on.
Okay, we got it to the high voice, which means it's time to move on to Nick.
I'm like Drake May. I got multiple voices.
Yeah.
And they're all varying forms of grading. We move on to Fitzy's pick, Minnesota, -3 against the Cincinnati Bengals. Stiz, what'd we do there?
That's Fant. Lost the football. It's Rodgers again, off and running. Oh, my goodness. He runs it back for a second touchdown today.
This is one of the best plays you are going to see.
You got to love the analysis from Tony Romo on Isaiah Rodgers becoming the third player in NFL history to have a 60-plus yard interception for a touchdown and a 60-plus yard fumble recovery for a touchdown in the same game. Vikings 48, Bengals 10 in a win for Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Man, wasn't even that close. How about that? I won by so much. I actually could have covered my spread and loaned 34 points to someone else who needed it to cover theirs.
Yeah, the whole they don't need Joe Burrow, that they're just as good with
Jake Browning? No, there was some Browning happening there yesterday for sure.
Absolutely.
On to the final member of the on-air staff, Ted Johnson, who had the Chiefs -6 against the New York Giants.
Mahomes putting it up for grabs again for Thornton that time. He reached around his body to catch it at the one.
too good.
That was a catch for Tyquan Thornton. See the next wide receiver one, 617-779. Anyways, since the beginning of the 2023 season, a span of 37 games, the Chiefs own the top scoring scoring defense in the NFL at 18.3 points per game. Kansas City has held the opposition to 20 or fewer points in a league-best 27 of those games. That's 73%. Chiefs 22, the faltering Giants 9.
Jackson Dart on line one. He'll be playing soon.
How soon?
Maybe as soon as this week. There's all these rumblings coming out of the building.
One more start.
They love him so much. He's changing the building. And also, put a pin in. This is the day where everybody's going to go back and say, the Chiefs took off once Andy Reid chest bumped Travis Kelce on the sideline. That's what people are going to use as the line of delineation.
Oh, I thought the cheat code of Tyquan Thornton is what unlocked their offense. You know? One of those. Hey, how come we can't get guys?
I'm just going to stare at you. I feel bad for the listener at home. I'm just going to stare at the idiocy that is.
Did you see? How come he couldn't play like that with us?
He does. He's not going to play like that with them. Don't take the banana in the tailpipe again.
But it feels good.
Okay, onwards we go to me. Who I had Seattle minus 7.5 in their game against the New Orleans Saints. Stiz, please save us from what just happened.
Horton on the return at the 20, right up the middle to the 30. Now Horton to the outside. Torrey Horton down the sideline. And it's a touchdown. 95 yards.
The longest punt return in Seahawks franchise history. For the Seahawks, their offensive line have been outstanding. Sam Darnold has been sacked just 3 times in 3 games, which is the second lowest mark in the NFL. The last time the Seahawks started a season with 3 sacks or fewer after 3 games was 1997. Seahawks 14, the Saints. Or excuse me, Seahawks 44, the Saints 13. That makes a bit more sense.
Yes.
Can we talk about how good, in 5 seconds or less, how good Jackson Smith and Jigba is?
Oh, he's very good.
That kid is.
Ever since he got away from my boy Shane Waldron, that relationship
have you
didn't
seen
work.
That the Shane Waldron receiver chart?
Okay, we.
I'm just. That's it. I'll leave
it alone.
At that.
It's just come to my attention that I'm the only one who lost with our theory that seemed sound of taking a good team against a really bad team. I'm the only one that didn't work out for.
Yeah, you just couldn't take the best team against the worst team. You just needed to not have the longest spread, and then you'd be fine.
Son of a.
To my behind-the-glass brethren, Stiz, who had the Colts minus 4.5 against the Titans.
Tower explodes. Makes a bad miss to his right. Spin move, a beauty, inside the 30. High step into the 25. Inside the 10. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Jonathan Taylor, 46 yards.
Indiana Jones and the Colts strike again, 41-20 over the Titans. The Colts have now punted once over their first 3 games, the fewest by any team over its first 3 games of an NFL season since at least 1940.
People are missing the story here because of our fixation on quarterbacks. Jonathan Taylor is back.
Revived.
17 carries, 103 yards.
I don't want to hear about beast mode or Saquon or any of these things. Jonathan Taylor is back.
Is it the line? Is it Jonathan Taylor? Is it both?
Wasn't the line when he was breaking 7 tackles downfield, like ripping his legs out of arms and keep going. Dude is back.
Yeah.
Woo.
Did you guys just catch that Stiz read off Jonathan Taylor's line without reading something?
Is he on your fantasy team?
No, but I was watching the Saints because
the Colts,
because
like right.
I wanted to win. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
We all like to be right and brag about it.
And I was 0-2 going into this weekend. So.
Yeah, you needed a win.
Last one, Brian Furzocco had the Falcons minus 4.5 against the Carolina Panthers.
Young under center. Running out, flushed out. Young towards the corner. He's there. Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers, 30. Falcons about to come to bat. The Panthers, their quarterback, Bryce Young, 7-26 as an NFL starter, but 3-1 against the Atlanta Falcons in his career.
He only came up 35 points short, Brian. You can't make fun of us for any picks. That is the worst pick we've had this year by far.
I mean,
that's not even close.
That's probably the most surprising defeat of the NFL season thus far.
Yeah, but that's the reality of these young quarterbacks. You can't count. I don't want to count on Bryce Young any more than I want to count on Penix or May or any of these guys.
Caleb Williams.
Yes.
He's not going to throw 4 touchdowns next Sunday, right?
You almost feel like you need to bet Oppo whatever they just did. If they played great, assume they're going to have a bad game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Use that reverse whatever logic
analysis.
Oh,
so Pats
analysis.
Will roll the Panthers Sunday then?
I think there's a good chance. Absolutely. 100%. I mean, this is illogical logic, but whatever. Run with it.
That's where we do our best work. So a 4-2 week wins on the week for Nick Fitzy Stevens, Ted Johnson, myself, and Stiz. 4-2 on the week, our best performance so far.
Ooh,
on
we're
the
getting better.
Six. That's right. You'll almost at some point maybe
we're
win your
close
bet.
To winning a ghost parlay.
That's right.
Right.
Oh,
ghost like thing.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Let's
go. I'll take one of those. Hey, real quick, round the room tonight. 4.5. The Ravens are favored at home against the Detroit Lions. What do we like?
Yeah, I think they're going to smoke the Lions.
I have a feeling that's going to be a double digit win.
Yeah.
Probably over? 52 and a half?
Yeah, I'll take the over, but I feel better about the
Revenge and the over.
The Ravens, right, absolutely. Right. That's going to do it for our pick six recap. We're getting better. We're like the Patriots, who may or may not be getting better. We're getting closer to victory, sort of like the Patriots in a weird way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.